year marked the 75th anniversary of a legendary recording, the Bristol Sessions, where the Carter family and Jimmy Rogers made their first records. While Bristol remains the most famous, other early sessions have since come to light, which provide some intriguing insights into the industrial South and the connections between black and white cultures. In mid-October 1929, one such session took place in Richmond, Virginia, and it's the subject of an exhibition at the Library of Virginia and a newly reissued CD of some of those songs. Peter Solomon of member station WCVE reports.
The Richmond Sessions were organized by a furniture store manager who moonlighted for OK Records. Often record company talent scouts would place ads in local papers. Historian Ron Curry, who produced the CD reissue of the Richmond Sessions, says OK took a different approach.
OK had a number of regional distributors. The regional man in Richmond was Charles Ray, who was originally from Atlanta. Charles Ray basically hooked up with regional radio stations and used that talent pool for putting together the talent that was recorded in Richmond.
Different groups from all parts of the state made the trek to Virginia's capital after hearing about the sessions through stations in Norfolk, Roanoke, and Richmond. While Virginia's famous Carter family made its first recordings in Bristol, another family made the trip to Richmond.
When the work on earth is done and the crown of victory won, we shall hear a welcome home upon high.
Like A.B. Carter, Beulah Lamb was a carpenter, but Lamb and his Greene County Singers performed in a 19th century hymn style called shape note singing. Shape note singing was spread through rural Virginia by traveling ministers who would go from town to town on horseback. The advent of radio and phonographs helped spread more kinds of music more quickly. A fascination with Hawaiian music swept the U.S. during the First World War and lasted into the 1930s. One of the groups to take part in the Richmond Sessions was the Tabiz Royal Hawaiians. The Royal Hawaiians were in fact not Hawaiian. They were a group of white men and women who worked at the Tabiz Artificial Silk Company in Hopewell. The exhibition Virginia Roots Music includes one band member's grass skirt and the National Tricone Resonator guitar used by Elbert Coley. The show also includes articles from Coley's suitcase, which was found by a scavenger in a Hopewell dump 20 years ago. Inside were music written in Coley's own system of notation and pay stubs that showed how much he owed the Tabiz Company for the guitar it had bought him. Greg Kimball is the exhibition curator.
The Tabiz Group points out an interesting phenomenon that was happening in this period of music, and that is the factory became a hotbed for musical enterprise. The Norfolk and Western had a string band that performed regularly, and this was not uncommon at all. Tobacco factories had gospel quartets. And the Tabiz Group is just one example of that. They were at this big old rayon plant, which employed over 3,000 people. And this plant actually had more than one band, kind of a standing marching band, the Tabiz Band. There was Gray's Wonder City Syncopators and the Tabiz Royal Hawaiians.
In all, more than 90 songs were recorded, but only 36 by 13 groups were deemed suitable for commercial release. Exhibition curator Greg Kimball says they show that the state's musical culture was not as segregated as the rest of its society.
What's really impressive, in a way, is how much these things interlocked with each other. You've had black string bands playing old-time dance music. You had white artists performing, you know, Tight Like That by Tampa Red.
Brother brothers Otis and Tom Moat, a pair of vaudeville performers from South Carolina, were the youngest people to participate in the Richmond Sessions, says producer Ron Curry.
Otis was 14 or 15 at the time, and his brother Tom was around 17 at the time. We sort of suspect they probably hopped a train and came to Richmond. Was a real character. He had run away from home at a young age to join the circus. He was known for his tap dancing and harmonica playing and did these sort of hokum routines where, like, he would make his harmonica talk, say, "I want my mama." He would say that through the harmonica and he would talk back to it and had like a comedy routine.
Otis Moat didn't do his harmonica tricks for the Richmond Sessions. He and his brother did record three other tunes, including one that would foreshadow a later career move, The Church of God is Right.
The Church of God is right, hallelujah to the Lamb. The Church of God is right, hallelujah to the Lamb. The Church of God is right, hallelujah to the Lamb.
He underwent a religious conversion and became a minister and put all his wild musical ways behind him, although he did tap dance once in a while for the Lord.
Almost two-thirds of the songs recorded in Richmond in October 1929 were lost or destroyed, 57 titles in all, including such potential classics as Dance of the Pajama Kids, Mr. Chicken, and Turkish Towel. 32 of the commercially released Richmond recordings are included on the CD Virginia Roots. The exhibition of the same name is at the Library of Virginia through March of next year. For NPR News, I'm Peter Solomon in Richmond.